here's a story from The World.
About a year ago, we first met Adela Diaz on the campus of the University of Arizona.
My parents always wanted me to do well in school, and like they instilled in me that hard work pays off, so I've always just tried my hardest.
Adela voted for the first time in November's presidential election. We followed her journey to the polls as part of our series Every 30 Seconds, looking at the young Latino electorate in the U.S. Reporter Michelle Marisco from KJZZ in Tucson tells us what's next for Adela Diaz.
I'm going to be honest with you. There was a moment on election night where everything was just seemed very bleak.
That November 3rd night, with voter numbers split, electoral votes falling to both candidates, and President Donald Trump ahead in key states, Adela Diaz was tense.
The margins were too close. And then I had to go to bed, you know. I had school the next day. So, and not that that would have done me any good to stay up, because we didn't get any real news for few more days.
One event that wasn't in doubt by late that night, Arizona was heading blue. For the first time in decades, it would have two Democrat senators.
My vote for a Democrat, my state that traditionally goes Republican, not doing that, that felt so good.
I spoke with Adela and her parents, Debbie and George, as I have so many times during 2020 via Zoom. Right before the new year, I wanted to ask them, what do you want from 2021?
We need peace.
That's Adela's mom, Debbie Diaz.
You know, that's the biggest take from all of this, was how divided everyone is, whether it's family, friends. You may not have friends anymore. You may have conflicts with your family, all because of this.
And for Adela?
Hopefully, we won't all be locked up in our houses in the next election. I won't freak out when someone with a petition tries to approach me and their mask isn't on right.
So Adela's party of choice won, but she was primarily an Elizabeth Warren supporter a year ago. Today, she remains less ecstatic with the Democrats choosing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. It's a common refrain from many young Latino voters I spoke to, anyone but Trump.
Unfortunately, I have to go with what the DNC wants me to go with. So if they end up choosing Kamala as their candidate, then yes, she will have my vote in 2024.
Adela's dad, George Diaz, hopes when that next election comes, Latinos aren't just lumped together into some assumed voter group.
Our priorities are much like everybody else's priorities. We want to be safe. We want to have good schools. We want to have dependable infrastructure. I don't think anybody can argue with that.
He hopes that will lead to more effective outreach in the 2022 midterms. With the elections behind her, Adela is turning her focus to college. She just began her second year as a public health major, and all but one of her classes is online this semester, which is why Adela continues to be extremely interested in health disparities, more so now after seeing the impacts of the pandemic on Black and Brown communities.
You hate to watch it happen, but again, what kind of people are essential workers? Many of them are low-income people of color. Who was disproportionately affected? Essential workers. People living in multifamily homes. People who can't necessarily quarantine without hurting their other family members. You know, that's just not the kind of luxury that they have.
The virus and a wild, deadly election year laid those realities bare.
And now a year later, I feel the same, just more passionate, for sure.
For The World, I'm Michelle Marisco in Tucson.
We have Michelle Marisco joining us now from his home studio in Tucson. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Marco.
So that was a really nice check-in there with Adela Diaz and her parents, hearing their hopes for the future. Why did you feel it was important for you to include everyone, Adela and her parents, Debbie and George, in this final update?
When I first met Adela, and it now feels like it was so long ago, it was just a little bit less than a year ago. We had started this communication, and her relationship with her parents was really important to her, to the point where, you know, they would call her during her interviews and talk about different dynamics of the political race at that time. So it just seemed like a natural fit for, you know, this is how we started. It was a really nice way to sort of wrap it all up.
So as election years go, 2020 obviously was a crazy one, a historic year. And I really hope first time voters know it's not normally this difficult. I'm just curious, though, how did Adela keep up with all of that? The pandemic, the protests, Washington dysfunction, especially as a first time voter.
Right. It started becoming this real fast download of information for her all the time. It was, you know, I would do an interview with her about the 16 candidates, if we can all go back that far in history, who first wanted to run for the Democratic ticket. And then all of a sudden, you know, there was explosions throughout the country as outrage grew over the George Floyd killings, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and I would almost feel like my interviews had to be redone with her and our conversations had to be redone because it seemed like the news was happening so fast.
There was also a lot of youth voter enthusiasm in Arizona, where you are, as well as in many other states. What was your biggest takeaway, Michelle, when it came to young Latinos voting this year, especially when it comes to the energy?
A few things there. Yes, the young Latinos. And here in Arizona, it was a marvel to watch. There were 40% new Latino voters in 2020 compared to 2016. That's according to Voto Latino. And 75% of those Latino voters here in Arizona voted for Joe Biden. It was just a vast, vast outpouring of support there for the Democratic ticket.
Michelle Marisco, our Every 30 Seconds reporter in Tucson, Arizona. Michelle, thanks as always for being with us. Great final check-in with you.
Thank you. It was a real pleasure. Thank you.
Take a moment and head over to theworld.org and explore all the voices and stories in our Every 30 Seconds project. Our reporting on the influential and diverse voices of young Latino voters span the entire election cycle. Meantime, our election coverage continues as the U.S. faces the test of making a peaceful transition of power while people around the globe watch and wait. All of that reporting is online for you at theworld.org.